All right, so on our way somewhere else, we decided to just open up a random drawer here, and we've got the original, what is this, the etching negative for Mouse 1.0?
Yeah, I don't know the actual word for it, but these are the photo, when you build a circuit board, it's a photo etching process, and those are the original masks that would have been used to build the traces, and there's multiple of them.
Different layers
of traces for the very first Microsoft mouse. And that this probably has part layouts for manufacturing so they can install what circuits there are on the boards.
So this is essentially like a film negative
in a way.
And they shine light through that and it makes the tracings for the circuit board.
There's a photo something
sensitive.
compound and the light has a chemical reaction, and then you acid wash it with special acid, and it etches away, leaving behind the copper. So it's a sandwich of copper and plastic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it etches away the plastic, and you're left behind with the copper in multiple layers. And that's actually, those are the film negatives that would have actually been used in production to produce those chips or those circuit boards.
And you say copyright 1983 by Microsoft?
Yeah.
Cool.
So in case anyone was wondering, they're living right here next to the Clippy costume.
So if anybody wants to recreate the Microsoft 1.0 mouse, they need one of those photo etching machines.
They need one of those photo etching machines
and this.
And a Clippy. Should we pull the Clippy out?
Clippy.
And we have a giant Clippy over here.
And there's
here.
A giant Clippy right next to the mouse.
Wow.
Because who wouldn't put a giant Clippy right next to the blueprints for your mouse?
Wow.
I mean, really, seriously. That was an in-circuit emulator. Basically, it replaced the chip on the motherboard, and it ran this really clunky, crusty old operating system. But if you ever had to debug the boot sequence of MS-DOS or anything like that, this was literally the only thing you could do. I don't even want to think about how many hours in a room in front of that stupid box.
It was
this one because we only had one of them.
Wow.
Because it came with there was also a hard drive that came with it. It was about...
Let's move this.
By the old Droidons?
What?
The old Droidon
yeah, it was box? It was about the size of this big old box here. It wasn't
wow.
this, but it was about the same size. Big blue box. This was the monitor and keyboard, and then there was this big old hard drive that sat next to it.
Wow.
It was probably, I don't know, a 10 meg hard drive.
Wow. And it was like in a locked secret
room? No, it was blue. It was in a locked secret room.
Wow.
Because we had one of these. This was the 8088 in-circuit emulator. There was also a 286 in-circuit emulator. And that was actually the room where they kept the prototype IBM PCATs.
Wow.
Back before they were created, when we were doing the very first port of MS-DOS to that machine. And so they put both of the machines in the same computer room.
That's
and
very cool.
I spent, I don't want to think about, as I said, how many hours I spent working in front of that thing. I'm blown away that we actually still have this thing.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, that's amazing. I just saw it. I knew it was something special.
It is.
So that's like a green screen monochrome kind of deal, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea at this point, but yeah.
8-inch floppy drive.
8-inch floppy drive, and let me tell you, rebooting that baby was not fun. This is the campus,
Microsoft.
Corporate campus flyer. When we moved out to the campus, the current place where Microsoft is located, they gave this to every one of us as part of like the move-in thing. I actually have a coaster that came along with the same package. That was like on our desk when we moved in.
I'll find a link into the Microsoft history series on the episode where these were built, where 1, 2, 3, 4 were built, because there's a video
of
it growing.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I'll link
so
that.
Cool.
So that's what these four are.
Yeah.
And what we've done.
This is actually the map of Building 2. And my office was, okay, that's the library. Okay, my office would have been 2075.
I get that.
Right there. So that was my first office in the building. I later moved to 2082. And eventually, actually, still in Building 2, though several moves later, I ended up actually in first floor. Let's just not, please not disturb it very much. Yeah. I ended up actually in that corner office, 1137. That was actually when I was working on Windows NT.
Nice, corner office.
These offices had actually been turned into the build lab. That was actually the very first NT build lab. This office was turned, this big room was turned into a bunch of offices at that point, which actually are now, it turns out, are now conference rooms. I was in those 2 weeks ago, and we just, I happened to notice, I'm like, wait, hold on, this is where my office used to be.
So I have to ask, because I'm in one of the X-shaped buildings now. Uh-huh. Was it as hard to find offices back then as it is now?
Actually, I didn't find that the X-shaped buildings, these buildings aren't that bad.
Yeah.
The ones that are the sort of double X,
yeah. Right.
Those are
9 through 12, I think.
9 through 12 or 11.
Eight through 12 or something.
You add 5 minutes to any meeting.
Any
that you're
meeting
in.
Because yeah. It takes you forever to find the meeting room because they're just in the middle of nowhere.
This is kind of square once you're inside it, but those ones, yeah. There's 45-degree corners. It just
they threw
just as you head in.
Stupid bit of trivia. Back, and this is another one of those things for you to link to. The Windows. Video
with the wrapping thing.
The wrapping thing about dragging in Excel. That was actually
classic
filmed.
YouTube
a
thing.
Lot of that was actually filmed in the lobby of Building 2. The receptionist desk that's in there is actually right there. This was actually, so we actually filmed that right there.
This is the Steve Ballmer one, right?
No, actually it wasn't.
It was a marketing video.
It was a marketing video about the value of Windows, and it involved this prim and proper businesswoman who's been charged with finding out, building an acquisition plan because of T. Boone, somebody or other, was going to do some merger thing. They actually used a picture of Frank Gaudet, who was the CFO of Microsoft at the time in that. And the video was actually sponsored by Adrian King, who was one of the marketing guys, the head of marketing for Windows at the time. And he's actually in the video at the very end of the video. But it was all filmed, or most of it was filmed actually in Building 2. And there are parts, it's B-roll material. Me and a bunch of other coworkers were actually filmed walking in the hall as they're walking. It never made the actual final video, but we were actually filmed doing that back in the day, because it was a big deal, because you had this whole big film crew, the lights, everything was all set up there.
So what year are you thinking?
Oh, gosh. It would have been...
1992.
It was 92? Okay,
was it
1992.
Late? Wow. I remember seeing this, and I would have thought it was earlier. Yeah.
I thought it was... Old
yeah. I was in
yeah,
high school.
Well, I don't remember... Yeah, okay, I thought it was earlier than 92, but I will take...
Ooh.
87 would make sense. 87 I would believe, because I was in land manager at the time.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
My office was actually, there's a shot where they walk down the corridor. My office is actually on that corridor.
Nice. Don't ask the time out that she wasn't born.
Yeah. I think I was in elementary school.
Oh, well. So, yeah, I know. We're all old.
Yeah.
I'm certainly old.
It's very clever. It's very dated now.
It's scary.
It's entertaining.
Actually, it's funny, because I've got some of my coworkers starting the coworkers in their 40s are complaining that the new hires that weren't born, and I'm like, dude, the new hires weren't born when they started at Microsoft. I'm like, dude, really? I am so past that.
Yeah.
Now I'm working on the new hires are younger than my children.
Yeah.
So yeah, and the intern, they're younger than my youngest children. Dude, I feel old sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a legacy.
Happens to us all.
I'm going to keep telling myself that. I'm sure that'll work.
All right. So that's it. This is the end of the tour. Larry, thank you so much. Happy 30th.
Thank you for this unbelievable opportunity. Sorry. I love getting a chance to go back.
We're always thrilled to come here and check stuff out. It's so much fun.
It's so much fun.
And also, a big thanks to Amy for letting us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, the archivist.
Hi, Amy.
Is it archivist or archivist? I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Somebody will.
I'm sure somebody will write in and correct us exactly what it is on the phone.
I've only seen it. I've never heard it.
So thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.